It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. Go Green. I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Wednesday and time for another Neighbors in Action segment. Today we welcome back Reach Studio Arts Center. The Lansing nonprofit is raising money to expand its studio space in Rio Town. Here to talk about the project is Reach Executive Director Alice Brinkman. Alice, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Along with Wolf, one of the center's teen students. Hi, Wolf.
Hi.
Alice, for listeners who haven't heard of Reach before, just talk to us a little bit about what the center does.
Okay, well, basically we offer after-school, out-of-school art programming, actually for all ages. Most of our audience is youth, but we do. We want to make art accessible to everybody.
Is there a focus? Is it visual art primarily?
Primarily visual art, but we do a lot of art integration. And so we use music, we use dance, we've used theater along with visual arts.
And how many students does Reach serve right now?
Well, over the course of a year, we serve about 1,800 people.
That is a lot.
Yes.
And how do you connect with these students?
Well, we have several different programs that we run. So we offer TOTS classes that adults come, or the guardian comes with their TOT. We offer after-school programs that integrate different core subjects. And we do a teen studio program. We have a very small space that we're operating about 10 or 11 different programs out of right now.
And I know one of your goals is to expand that space.
Exactly.
We will get to that momentarily. Wolf, you're one of those students. What drew you to Reach in the first place?
I always knew that I wanted to do something like artsy. Like, I've always been an artsy person. That's always how I've kind of expressed myself. And so it kind of just made sense. So eventually, when I found out about it, someone told me that I should go. And of course I went, and I loved it.
You're how old?
I'm 18.
And what's the focus of your art? Or are you like what Alice referred to? Do you move around a lot, from visual art, different kinds of things?
I do tend to move around, but mainly my focus is in music. But yes, my visual art is definitely a big part of who I am.
Is visual art what you do most at Reach? Or
yes.
Or is there a place for music at Reach as well?
No, it's more of a visual art thing, and that's what I appreciate about it.
So we are hoping to add music in there someday.
Mm-hmm. What's your medium? You paint, you sketch, you oils, water, what? Watercolor?
Mostly paint and like acrylic. There's just nothing that can like express so vividly, especially with the colors.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular projects you've really enjoyed working on? One that's really memorable?
Whew. I don't know. Like, I've painted so many things. I kind of feel like everything is special because it's all just a reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can make people look at things differently, and that can also make people look at you differently.
Alice, you started Reach around 12 years ago, so you've
Correct.
Been at this for a while. How
Yes.
has the organization grown over a dozen years?
Well, I can remember back 12 years ago, our first activity at the first building, or the original building, in our small classroom, we had a handful of neighborhood kids in to help us paint some old wooden chairs. That was our first activity.
That was your first artwork.
Yeah, that's
they were
right.
Painting some chairs.
And, you know, now we own the block of commercial buildings where we started. And of course, you know, have added several programs, and including adult programs and programs for all ages of youth. So
it sounds like you struck a nerve. Yeah, you've struck a nerve here, and it just continues to grow. 12 years later, you're still looking to expand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Alice Brinkman, Executive Director of Reach Studio Art Center. The nonprofit's currently fundraising to expand its studio space in Rio Town. We're also joined by Wolf, who's one of the teen artists at Reach. Alice, talk to us about the fundraiser here to help expand your studio space. What's the game plan?
Well, as Wolf can attest to, I think our teen studio is the most vivid or the best visual of what why we need more space. We can have up to maybe 25 to 30 teens enrolled in our teen studio. And right now we're still meeting out of a 400 square foot classroom, which is not very big. It would comfortably fit maybe 15 kids.
Yeah, like and sardines in a can.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you looking forward to most about the added space, Wolf?
Oh, bigger paintings, definitely bigger paintings.
Bigger format creations, yeah.
Right.
Is that
more,
it?
More elbow room to swing that paintbrush around, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we're doing this in phases because we've got several buildings that we're redeveloping. And so the current phase is a building that's about 2,800 square feet. And I'm calling this our main hub because that's where our main classroom, our new main classroom will be. Then beside that, we'll have a big teen studio classroom. So the teens will have a dedicated space. They often work on community art projects. There's several things around town that you might see, sculptures and murals that our teens have worked on for different organizations.
Where's the most noticeable one?
I don't know what to call the most notable one, but there's a thank you mural on the side of the Soup Spoon Cafe that our teens did. We just installed a big bottle rocket sculpture at Impression 5 Science Museum. We have a rhino sculpture at Potter Park Zoo. I know, you know, there's so many.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
Wolf, I'm wondering, Wolf, if you could talk a little bit about the impact that Reach has had on your life. I know you were a storyteller at our pop-up stories event at Reach not long ago, and your story basically was about how art has helped you through some pretty hard times.
Yeah, So I live in a place, you know, it's not, obviously not the best side of town. And so it's good to go from somewhere where I have to be tough all the time and somewhere where I have to be intimidating to instead go to somewhere where all I have to be is creative. And I don't have to worry about the way people are looking at me because we're all there for the art, you know?
You live in a part of town where you feel like you have to be. You're obligated to be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alice, are there plans for expanded programming once you're in this new space? Are you gonna try new things?
Yes,
once you get it?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're talking with different groups about running seed programs or whatever in, music or in possibly some hip hop arts. And so definitely, I mean, right now our teen studio just has time and space for one meeting per week in our current classroom. So now when we have a dedicated space for our teens, we'll be trying to find or do programming for potentially five afternoons a week. Mm. So yes, there will definitely be an expansion of programs.
Do you rely on volunteers at Reach?
Absolutely, yes.
How many?
Well, over the course of a year, we probably process and have involved about 75 volunteers.
And your volunteers do what exactly? What volunteer opportunities could we tell our listeners?
Sure,
about?
Yeah. Most of our volunteers are program volunteers. So they help our teachers, they assist our teachers with setup and preparation of lessons. And they mentor the kids, they help the kids engage in the projects that are being done. And so that's primarily the program assistance. We also will use event volunteers, you know, that maybe can't be there every week but would like to be involved in some way. And so oftentimes we'll pull in some volunteers for, we do the East Lansing Art Fair, for instance. Mm-hmm. And that usually takes quite a few volunteers to help out with that weekend.
So. What's well, tell us about the event here. You've got an event planned aimed at expanding the space here.
Yes,
tell us
yes.
about that.
Well, actually, two events. We've got our crowdfunder, which is actually going on right now with our platform is patronicity.com. And we're trying to raise $30,000 to finish paying for our current phase of our building project, and that's for our main hub, which will give us the teen studio space and the main classroom space. And so that crowdfunder is going on through December 14th.
How can people connect with that?
Yes,
and learn more about it?
The link is patronicity.com/reach phase 2. And you go to that and you can make a donation of any size will be helpful.
Any size donation is welcome.
Any size
make
donation,
make it as big
yeah.
as you want. Yeah.
The more people, the better, because that's, you know, that's what crowdfunding is about, getting the crowd out there to, even if they can give $5 or $10, you know, if we have a lot of people doing that, then we'll get to that 30,000. Right now, we're almost at 19,000.
Well, we know all about crowdfunding at WKAR.
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, you do.
We want to thank Alice Brinkman, director of the Reach Studio Art Center. We've been talking about Reach's efforts to raise money to expand their studio space in Rio Town. We also want to thank Wolf, who's a student artist at Reach. Good to see you, Wolf. Good to see you, Alice. Best of luck to both of you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line. Or you can tweet us @KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured.